And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Stephen Schaefer pushing buttons over on the other side. We appreciate that. And joined here today by Linda Teener from the UFM Community Learning Center. Linda, it's always good to have you in.
Well, thanks. It's always fun to be here. It's always new things to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was really excited because looking here on your agenda today, we have some gardening we're going to talk about, which gets me excited for springtime.
Yeah, well, you know, the seed catalogs are out, so people are thinking about gardening, and it's going to be nice this weekend. And that's very convenient because we're going to start community garden signups for new gardeners this Saturday morning at 9:30 at UFM.
That's wonderful. You know, I saw something on social media yesterday. It said, we're already 5 months into 2020, and it's still January. And I thought that was very funny because January just seems to just linger and linger. So February 1st
will be the first sign up. And on our website, it has the list of all the dates. And the website is tryufm.org. That's T-R-Y, tryufm.org. And then if you go to the programs, you'll find the community garden. On their homepage is the list of all the dates. So we have a sign up on Saturday, February 1st. We have a sign up on February 25th after work at 5:30. Then we have one in March and one in April, one in the evening and one in the morning. And try to be convenient for everyone. We've got a lot of plots available at both the Riley Lane Garden and the Collins Lane Garden. So I don't think anybody is going to be disappointed with the kind of plots that they're going to get this year.
So if somebody comes out Saturday and wants to learn information, what are they going to be told?
Mm-hmm. Well, you come, we'll show you what plots are available. We'll give you information about the community garden, and then you need to be prepared to pay for your plot at that time. Our community garden is what's called an allotment garden, which means you rent a plot for the year. And that's your plot to grow whatever you want to. And the cost varies a little bit, but the maximum cost for a full pay gardener is about $50 for the year. And you pay, as a new gardener, you would pay a $20 plot deposit as well. But we also have that available at half price or less for low-income gardeners. So the fact that you don't have a lot of money doesn't mean that you can't garden. Gardening is a really good way to supplement your food budget. It's a good way to meet other people, to socialize. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. And our plots are really excellent soil. So with just a little effort on your part, you're going to have a lovely garden.
Yeah. And I imagine you get a lot of participation from folks who maybe don't have the space for it at their homes.
That's right. We do. People who live in apartments or live in houses where they can't dig up some soil, they have too much shade. We have people from all over the community who garden. Last year we had 188 families that gardened at our community garden. We have two plots. We have one set of plots at Riley Lane, which is in town, just to the south and east of Howie's Recycling. We have plots available there, a maximum of 130 plots. And then we have more plots available south of town on Hunter's Island, on just off of Manhattan Avenue. So if you go Manhattan Avenue south, across the railroad tracks under Hunter's Island, it's about 3/4 of a mile, and then you turn on Collins Lane, and we have a fenced area there that's available for gardening, and we have a lot of plots available there as well.
Okay. What do you recommend if someone's just starting out? What are some easy things to grow in these community gardens?
Tomatoes are always good. Cucumbers grow well. Okra grows well. Zucchini, peppers, flowers, just about anything, any of the normal things that you think about. We have some gardeners who also grow more exotic things. They come from international communities, and they bring some of the things that they like to eat to our gardens as well. So you'll see a wide variety of things grown there. Some things you grow from seed. Some things are probably better buying plants for. And the gardener is responsible for their own plants and seeds. But we provide mulch, we provide compost, we provide tools for them to use in their garden plots.
Okay. Well, that's great. It seems like a great deal to me for anybody wanted to check that out. And You know, you mentioned the social aspect of it, getting out there and getting your hands dirty and meeting with other people. What a great social opportunity.
Yeah. In addition to just having your plot, as a gardener, you do two volunteer work days where you come out and work for the good of the garden. And oftentimes there are socials with that so that you can have a little snack and visit with other gardeners. So participating in the work days is not only giving back to the garden, but it's also another opportunity to get to know the people in the garden and feel comfortable asking questions. As a new gardener, you may not know quite what to do. If you haven't grown up in Kansas, you may not know how to grow things appropriately for this area, because it can be kind of tough in the summertime. And so knowing some of the other gardeners can be a good way to have a mentor to help you learn how to do that. We also will provide a mentor. If you say, I really need some help learning how to garden, then we'll try to find another experienced gardener to work with you to help make things successful.
All right. Do you ever partner with K-State Research and Extension? I know they have the Master Gardeners Program.
They do have the Master Gardeners Program, and sometimes they do some things for us education-wise. We have had some cooperation with them. We have the Men's Gardening Club has a couple of large plots where they grow things for the Flint Hills Breadbasket specifically. We have a partnership with Big Lakes for their clients to be able to do some gardening. And we've collaborated with others as well to try to provide a good gardening experience to groups as well as just individuals.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's a great opportunity. You know, you don't just have to supplement your own income if you want to help out the breadbasket. And what a great opportunity to do that, too.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We have gardeners who grow a lot of extra things and we'll take them to their church, to food pantries, to the breadbasket, and other places. The only thing that the rules do not allow is for you to take them and sell them at the farmer's market. Because this is donated land, we do not allow you to profit from that land. But you're welcome to share with others in the community if you have more than you can use. You also might be able to do some canning and preserving to have things for the whole winter.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So the first opportunity again this Saturday, new gardeners must register during those sign-up dates again, February 1st, February 25th, March 16th, and April 11th. Do you have a lot of returning gardeners too?
Our returning gardeners have already signed up. I've not heard the final date number, but we've probably got about, I would guess, 115, 120 returning gardener families already signed up. And those who are not returning then relinquish their plots, and that gives you the opportunity to add a plot to what you're doing. And, yes, the first garden sign-up will be on February 1st, this Saturday, at 9:30 at the UFM House, which is at 1221 Thurston Street here in Manhattan.
Okay, very good.
It's a big red house right on the corner of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue.
And please bring cash or check.
Yes, so that you can get your plot. Uh-huh. And we'll help you work through which plot might be best for you, whether you want one in town, whether you want one out at Collins Lane, and can help you decide, you know, what's the best opportunities for you.
Okay. Sounds great. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Linda Teener, UFM Community Learning Center on News Radio KMAN.